You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Changes have come to New Zealand's music charts. With the advent of streaming, music markets around the world are looking for new and innovative ways to calculate their charts and display the most popular music of the week. New Zealand is no different, and Recorded Music New Zealand have introduced two new charts in the last week called the Hot Singles and Hot New Zealand Singles. These are new charts designed to show what tracks are becoming more popular and gaining a following week to week. Well, earlier I spoke to Recorded Music New Zealand's general data manager, Paul Kennedy, about the changes, and I began by asking, what prompted the change?
The charts have been the same for a long time, essentially, until streaming came along a few years ago. And what's happened here, as has happened around the world, is streaming has changed the content of what it is that you're counting each week, because you're counting the same people streaming the same thing week on week. And we wanted to, without undermining what the chart is, which is a measurement of popularity each week, we wanted to have something which would perhaps be an alternative view on the same information, which highlighted fresh music and new music and things which were actually hot because someone had discovered them just this week, as opposed to something which had been popular but just turning over and just remaining in the chart for an extended period.
And how will these changes work? So, for example, we had the Heatseekers chart. So how different will the Hot 40 chart be to that?
It's very similar to the Heatseekers. So this actually replaces the Heatseeker chart. It is very much the same sort of methodology, where we're looking at how many new sales and how much new listening a track has had in this week compared with last week. So once you sort of get to a point where you're not gaining any more fans or any more consumption, then you begin to fall in this chart, whereas the things which are going to be in this chart are things which are rising. It's the material that people have just discovered. The other big difference is that we include radio airplay in this new hot chart, which wasn't included previously in the Heatseekers. And that's for a couple of different reasons. It's partly that radio is still a good example of material which has been determined by the label and the programmers that this is something worth listening to. It's new and interesting. And then it's the listeners that keep it on the playlists. It has a lot more local content in it, so that was one of the things we wanted to achieve. And one of the criticisms of the chart has been that it's just very difficult for local music to get into those charts when a lot of the sort of gatekeepers are, you know, Spotify. They're not based in New Zealand. They're not sort of open to lobbying by local artists and local activity, local labels.
So you mentioned Spotify. I was going to ask about streaming. How do you think streaming has changed combining charts? Do you think it's made it easier or harder?
Well, there's a lot more data. Yeah. That's one of the things. So in a way, it's harder because we have to deal with a lot more data, but it has perhaps made it easier in that it's not open to the same sort of wild fluctuations that you might have had if you've got a small sample. So sales were, you know, the primary metric for a long time, but as that began to dwindle, you know, you'd get sort of weird changes where it only took a very minor, you know, sort of an extra few sales here and there to get something shooting up the chart and then falling right out again and shooting back up and falling out again. Streaming has been, you know, great for consumers, and it's just through, you know, the availability of more music, there's more of things which we can include in the chart, but it's also, you know, introduced a different behaviour that we're trying to include in the chart, because people don't always listen to the newest stuff. They listen to the things which they remember from, you know, years ago, and that's not really the material that you would want in a dynamic chart.
Has any thought been given to perhaps weighting physical sales more so than streaming?
Sales are already weighted quite considerably more than streaming.
Oh, right, okay.
So there is a ratio where you need to have, you know, a certain number of streams equal a sale. So for a single, it's 175 streams equals a single. And when you're talking about albums, you're adding together all of the singles off an album and, you know, seeing how many times each of those singles were streamed. It's roughly 17,500 streams equals one sale.
Right.
So it is already, you know, heavily in sales favour, but of course it's just one of those, you know, sources of information which is getting smaller as people don't buy as much.
Now, I noticed also the UK have just announced that they'll be including YouTube video views in their charts data. Mm. Is that being considered here?
Yes, it's been considered. We've had discussions with YouTube, and in fact, we probably would have made this change long ago, but we just can't get the information from YouTube that we would need to include certain information which they provide us, but not everything, and they haven't been able to differentiate just video views versus, you know, a cat video or a wedding dance, which happens to have that song in it.
Sure.
So we're waiting on them, really.
So when people look at these different charts, what should they be looking out for? Because now when they go to the new page, we're greeted with all about six different charts, I think I counted.
Yeah. So there's the top 40, and which is, you know, the chart you've always been used to, which is the top 40 singles and the top 40 albums. They're just the way that they have been for quite a long time. And then there's the hot singles. So there's two new charts. There's the hot 40, which is this Heatseeker method of measuring all music, and then there's also a Hot 20 New Zealand single, so it's the same methodology but just local releases. And that's the one I'm particularly happy with, because it's been, you know, sort of one of those criticisms of the chart, but it's when we see all the information which comes each week, you sort of see this huge diversity of music that's out there and of interest, but it's just really hard for it to break into that old method of counting. Whereas this week we had the first New Zealand Hot 20, and there's Jed Parsons, High Hoops, Boy Crush, Princess Chelsea, Catch Fire, Sammy Johnson, Saatchi. They're all new tracks. There's a huge, you know, sort of range of material which has always been out there. It's just struggled to get recognised.
So you're hoping then with these changes we're not going to see a repeat of recent times where we've seen like 16 Drake or Ed Sheeran tracks in the top 40?
Well, that was a sort of, that's already been addressed. There have been rules introduced which don't relate to this new methodology, but
sure.
Sort of a cap on how many new releases off the same album can occur. So we actually made that change quite quickly, as soon as it had happened once, which was Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
We made a change, and then later on the UK followed, and a couple of other places have followed. Australia haven't. So you see, this week we had about four new Drake tracks in the chart, whereas over there they had like 16 or something like that. So, yeah, it was just one of those things. It's accurate, but it doesn't help the idea that the chart is, you know, something worth looking at.
Sure. So just one final question. With these changes, are you hoping it leads, I guess, to a rejuvenation and interest in music charts in New Zealand?
Yeah, that's what we would like to think. Not purely because we want people to, you know, look at the chart, but we want people to look at new music.
Mm.
We want people to, you know, this can be one of many, you know, mechanisms for discovering things and to give artists, whether they're local or international, something to brag about, something to, you know, celebrate, then it's a good thing for everyone involved.
The French, for instance, love the cock.
You're tuned into The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.